Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying what the Bible says about envy. I want to begin by just sharing a little parable type story that gives a good illustration of what envy looks like in someone's life. Two shopkeepers were bitter rivals. Their stores were directly across the street from each other, and they would spend each day keeping track of each other's business. If one got a customer, he would smile in triumph at his rival. One night, an angel appeared to one of the shopkeepers in a dream and said, "I will give you anything you ask, but whatever you receive, your competitor will receive twice as much. Would you like to be rich? You can be very rich, but he will be twice as wealthy. Do you wish to live a long and healthy life? You can, but his life will be longer and healthier. What is your desire?" The man frowned, thought for a moment, and then said, "Here is my request. Strike me blind in one eye." This illustration of how envy will prevent a person from being able to be happy when someone else is blessed or prospered or has success helps define what this word envy really means. It is a feeling of displeasure produced by witnessing or hearing of the success or blessing or prosperity or advantage that someone else gains. We are warned throughout the New Testament to avoid the sin of envy. It is placed in a long list of works of the flesh in the book of Romans. God doesn't want us to fall into this trap of envy because envy produces many other sinful actions when it is not repented of and stopped in someone's life. If it's allowed to come into full blossom, then James tells us that where envy and strife is, confusion and every evil work will follow. We don't need to open the door to confusion or every evil work in our life by allowing the sin of envy to get a hold upon us. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we find the story of David and Saul. After David slew Goliath and literally saved all of Israel by that valiant deed, King Saul took him on at first as his armor bearer and then would send him out to battle to go out and come in before Israel as a leader of a troop of soldiers. He was very successful. It says in verse 5 of chapter 18, "So David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now it happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s.' Then Saul was very angry and the saying displeased him. And he said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?' So Saul eyed David jealously from that day forward. And it happened on the next day that a distressing spirit came upon Saul." There are two things I want to bring to your attention from this passage of Scripture. First of all, we find that David was successful, prosperous, it blessed all of Israel, including King Saul, and yet King Saul became very envious as soon as he heard the women praising David a little bit more than they were praising King Saul. Saul's envy rose up. It says the saying displeased him. And the definition of envy says that envy is a feeling of displeasure produced when hearing of the blessing or success or prosperity of someone else. So here Saul was experiencing envy. He was displeased at hearing David praised. Have you ever been displeased when you heard perhaps someone at your work praised by your supervisor, by the boss? It caused a feeling of displeasure in you when someone else was recognized or applauded. That's the experience that King Saul had right there. But it got worse because envy then led to jealousy. Now, what is the difference between envy and jealousy? Envy is that feeling of displeasure when someone else is prospering or successful, or envy can be wanting something that someone else has. But jealousy involves a fear or an anxiety that comes over a person when they're afraid that something that they have might be lost to a rival. That can often apply to husbands and wives. A husband might become jealous of the attention someone's paying to his wife, but what's really at the root there is a fear of losing the wife to a rival. Or it can be jealousy when someone in your workplace receives promotion or perhaps passes a promotional test and you aren't happy for them. You're jealous because you fear it might mean you'll lose your position or your job. Jealousy is a little different than envy. And here we find that Saul went from envy into jealousy. The scripture says that the saying displeased him. He was displeased when David was praised. So he was having envy over David getting some adulation from the people because of slaying Goliath. But then it says that he said, now what more can he have but the kingdom? He started moving into the area of jealousy. He started fearing that he would lose what he had, his position as king, to this new rival, David. Instead of being thankful to David for slaying Goliath and saving all of Israel from becoming slaves to the Philistines, he began to become jealous of David's success. He was jealous of his success because he feared it would take away his position. He was both envious and jealous. The danger here, just like James says, that where envy and strife is, every evil work will come in behind it. That's exactly what happened here. Because in the next verse, verse 10 of 1 Samuel 18, it says, it happened on the next day that a distressing spirit came upon Saul. So an evil spirit literally overtook him when he gave in to the sin of envy and then into the sin of jealousy. And from that point on, King Saul was sorely distressed and sorely tormented by a demonic spirit. Envy should not be taken lightly. When you're tempted in this area, you need to immediately cast that thing down. Say, I refuse those thoughts of envy. I refuse to agree with them. I confess them as sin. I will not come into agreement with that spirit. I will not allow it into my heart. God, cleanse me right now. Give me a right attitude toward that person. Help me to bless them and not feel displeasure over their success or blessing. Another instance that we find where envy was behind a wicked plot is in the book of Daniel. Daniel was a godly man serving in the heathen court of the Babylonian king. And he was so successful because of the way he conducted himself with wisdom, with integrity, with the spirit of excellence, that he had been promoted. It says in verse 1 of chapter 6, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. And you know the rest of the story, that they got King Darius to sign a decree that no one could pray to any god or man except for King Darius for 30 days. Their plot was very simple. They wanted to have Daniel destroyed. The punishment for breaking that decree was being thrown into the den of lions. What was behind this wicked plot? To have a godly, righteous man who was an excellent ruler in this government to be destroyed by throwing him into a den full of hungry lions? The root was envy. They envied Daniel's success. They envied Daniel's favor with this king. Have you ever found yourself envying favor shown to someone else? That's what was behind this very sin of conspiracy to commit murder. James warns us, every evil work will come in on the tail behind strife and envy. Don't let envy get a foothold in your life, because if it does and it's not repented of and you don't turn from it and you let it fester in your spirit, it will bring in behind it other sins worse than even envy itself. God doesn't want you destroyed, but envy always destroys the one who allows it to operate in his or her life. God wants you to prosper in your life, but envy will only bring you down. If you've been struggling with it, confess it to the Lord now. Allow him to remove that from your life and walk in love toward all persons, rejoicing with those who rejoice, blessing those who have been blessed, and not allowing that spirit of envy to get any foothold in your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we complete our study on what the Bible says about envy.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.